Hey, everybody. My name is Jeffrey X. Martin of Biff Bam Pop, and this is Songs in the Key of X. You know what I do. You know why you're here. And on this episode, I want to give some love and appreciation to some local boys made good. I have lived in Tennessee for more than half my life, and I gotta tell you, Knoxville's been good to me. Okay, there were a couple years where it was kind of iffy, but that was my fault, not Knoxville's. There's a lot of great music here in K-Town, lots of which the outside world hasn't gotten a chance to listen to yet. Bands like Art Smashes Records, or Hollow Men, Bad Idols, to name a few. That's your hint to hunt these bands down, by the way. But there's one band that hit that great pinnacle of critical and commercial success and then seemed to fade away. It was Superdrag. Their one big hit was a bright little pop-punk tune called Sucked Out.
Who sucked out the feeling? Who sucked out the feeling?
That was in 1995. Their follow-up albums weren't big sellers. Their second album, in particular, was treated like garbage by Elektra Records. Forgotten about. Dumped. Few people heard their psychedelic leanings, their Americana twang, and their own idea of what rock and roll could be. I saw Superdrag live 3 times. I met them at a record store, I got their autographs, and there isn't an album they've released that I don't love. Some songs more than others, of course, because that's just human nature. So these are 5 of my absolute favorite songs by Superdrag, and I'm going to shove them into your ear holes right now. Number 5.
I am miserable. Are you miserable tonight? You're invincible, indefensible. 7 deep and getting right.
Fifth and final studio album, Last Call for Vitriol, that is The Staggering Genius. You get it, right? It's that old lyrical switcheroo. Now, Superdrag had gone through some personnel changes around the time this album was made, and they replaced both their bassist and their guitarist. This expanded the band's sound, and they got a little more country and a little more rock and roll. This is one of their more straightforward rockers. Listen to that nasty bass line. Listen to the sneer in John Davis's voice as he sings about this inebriated guy who thinks he's better than everyone else. We all know that guy, and he's never fun to hang around. Oh, gods. I've probably been that guy. Is that song about me? I don't want to ponder that. Look, that's not the point. The Staggering Genius needs to be played in every bar about 10 minutes before closing time. Make it a law. At least a strict guideline. Number 4.
Yeah.
That happy tune is called Nothing Good Is Real, and it's from the major label debut, Regretfully Yours. It really shows the downside of writer and singer John Davis. He could crank out the happy jangle pop, and his guitar phrasing is unequaled, but man, this song is depressing. Doesn't mean it's not accurate. People do leave. Good situations do deteriorate. It's just harsh to hear someone say it flat out like that, but it's a thrilling song, filled with bent strings and a hard descension into barely organized cacophony in the chorus. It's melancholia you can sing along with. Look, we may all be spiraling into oblivion, but at least the music is good. Number 3. Records hated this album, and Superdrag hated Elektra Records. Superdrag didn't tour it, Elektra didn't market it, and that's why the album that this song, Wrong Versus Right, Doesn't Matter, is from never became a giant hit. The record itself, Head Trip in Every Key, is considered by many fans to be the band's finest work. That says maybe, but this song crawled into my psyche the moment I heard it. The full stops, the sweet harmonies, and those lyrics. It's like an updated take on a 50s single about a prom date gone bad. And I don't know who stole the singer's girl, but he's one mad bastard. Some kind of cosmic Lothario, and it doesn't matter what it takes. John Davis is going to watch that guy get run over by the universe. It is a darkly jaunty tune, a highlight on an album where practically every song is a highlight. Why haven't you heard this album yet? Find it! Number 2. Head Trip in Every Key might be Superdrag's best album, but it's not my favorite. That honor belongs to their third album, In the Valley of Dying Stars. And this song, Keep It Close to Me, is the opening track. The smackdown is laid upon the music industry, and it's difficult not to think that this song is directly pointed at Elektra Records. Keep It Close to Me is a tremendous stand for artistic integrity, a refusal to sell out even after being beaten down, not just by the corporate machine and the man, but by rock and roll itself. It's not simply that for me, though. The chorus has become the guiding voice for my life. I'm going to figure out what's mine and keep it close to me. That's sage advice. It's what I tell other people to do for themselves. It's, I hate this word. I hate to say it, but it's inspirational. It gets me. And I get this song. Number 1. Whatever helps you break that fall, whatever makes you say that all. I need healing, I need grace to get me feeling. Whatever helps you break that fall, whatever makes you say that all. I need healing, I need grace to get me feeling. same album, that is True Believer, and it is, I think, the quintessential Superdrag song. It's all here. The guitars are raunchy and bendy, the chorus is catchy, the mix is perfect, and the lyrics are darker than Nathan Explosion's hair. Understand that the album is largely inspired by the death of John Davis's grandfather, and they were very close. In True Believer, the singer goes full-on Diogenes, willing to give everything if he could just find one person who believes in, well, something. God, an afterlife, the friggin' tooth fairy, whatever. This is a death trip of a song, deceitful in its cheery music and utterly raw when it gets close to the bone. True Believer goes on repeat for me and stays there for extended chunks of time. It was close. It really was. And I got sweaty armpits over this one. But True Believer barely edges out Keep It Close to Me as my favorite Superdrag song. If you're a big John Davis fan, and if you're not, please consider being one, then you can check him out with the band The Lees of Memory. Their album, The Blinding White of Nothing at All, is stellar. And if you're a big fan of Biff Bam Pop, and if you're not, please consider being one, visit the site and check out all the great content found therein. I have a lot of words there, and you can tell they're mine because my name is on them, and they're cynical. Speaking of, my name is Jeffrey X. Martin. You have been listening to Songs in the Key of X, and until next time.
When you run, I follow. It may be hard.